A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Armor of God, Part 3. In the name of Jesus Christ, him who called you by glory and virtue, let you and your house stand therefore, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ we pray that you and your family will be prepared to preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, preaching peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Let you convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. God, who has reconciled you and your house to himself through Jesus Christ, has given you and your family a ministry of reconciliation and has committed to you the word of reconciliation. Therefore, be ambassadors for Christ, imploring others on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God through the blood of his cross. According to his promise, God, a very present help in trouble, grant that you and your people will become complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. But in all these things may you and your family commend yourselves as ministers of God in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold you live, as chastised and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. And this we pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. You have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer you who live, but Christ lives in you. And the life which you now live in the flesh, you live by faith in the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. As you abound in everything in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, in love, in grace, and in mercy, may you be a vessel of mercy. Also, may you and your house pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, be zealous for spiritual gifts, for God distributes to each one individually as he wills. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Therefore, in Christ we pray that you will seek to excel for the edification of the church, serving in the power of the Spirit, a life-giving Spirit. In Christ we make request on your behalf that God would grant you to be sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. As an ambassador of Jesus Christ, abiding in him, we make request for you and your house, and we call on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that he would bless you and your family indeed, and enlarge your territory, that his hand would be with you and your people, and that he would keep you from evil, that you may not cause pain. Therefore, let you and your family cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let all that you do be done with love. Let us praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, let you and your house stand therefore, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. As the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. The God of truth will instruct you and teach you and your people the good way in which you should walk, guiding you with his eye, putting his spirit in you, causing you to walk in his statutes and keep his judgments, so that you will walk in his way to keep his commandments, keeping to the paths of righteousness, walking uprightly in truth, in the light of the Lord, in his countenance, as children of light, sons of the light and sons of the day, and walking in the light as Christ is in the light, before the Lord in the land of the living. In Christ we implore you to walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory, to follow Jesus Christ, having the light of life, abiding in faith, hope, and love, being rooted and grounded in love, knowing the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in your hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to you, and there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. In Christ we pray that through love you will serve one another, seeking to edify others, suffering long, being patient, kind, thinking no evil, rejoicing in the truth, bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things, enduring all things, casting out all fear, covering a multitude of sins with your love, not envying others, or parading yourself, or being puffed up, or behaving rudely, or seeking your own way, or allowing yourself to be provoked, or rejoicing in iniquity, but most important, never failing, not being overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good and with love, for love never fails. Peace and mercy be upon you. You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. In Christ we pray that you will be meek, poor in spirit, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, manifesting the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. God, who called you to peace, shall make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. For you and your family are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. In Christ we pray that you and your family will not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. According to the good pleasure of his will, may God bestow on you and your people an obedient heart, so that you will do good, seek peace, and pursue it. Therefore, as you have opportunity, let you and your house do good to all, be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, give in good measure, with liberality, giving what you have cheerfully, not procrastinating, but giving today what you have to give with all generosity, giving not out of compulsion, or grudgingly, or of necessity, but voluntarily, doing all things in love, and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May you and your people walk in the way of goodness, feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, taking in the stranger, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, and going to those who are in prison. Glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Mercy and truth go before his face. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, let you and your house stand therefore, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, brethren, in Christ we commend you and your family to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in your hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This hope you have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil, which the forerunner has entered for you, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. For this reason, we bow our knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you are rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, justified by faith, and that you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel, so that you might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. In Christ we pray that God will give you and your family, each one, a measure of faith. May Jesus Christ help your unbelief. According to the eternal purpose, may God, your help and your shield, increase your faith, increase learning and understanding, and your ability to hear, see, receive, and know the word of the Lord, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, and there a little, until you have faith as of a mustard seed. In Christ we pray that you and your house take after Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kings, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of the lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Through faith, women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and trial of mocking, scourging, chains, imprisonments, were stoned, were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword, were destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. But still they were grounded and steadfast in faith. In Christ we pray, you and your people will also receive apostleship for obedience to the faith, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and in all circumstances being surrounded by a shield of faith, dwelling in the supernatural peace of Christ, for the chastisement for your peace was upon him. By his stripes you are healed. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations. You, O Lord, have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, he who loved you and washed you from your sins in his own blood, let you and your house stand therefore, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. In Christ we pray that you will hear what the Spirit says, and you will overcome as Jesus also overcame. Be of good cheer, for Jesus overcame this world, and so can you, for you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God grant, according to the riches of his grace, that the speech and the preaching that you hear is not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. In Christ we pray that your delight is in the fear of the Lord, and you shall not judge by the sight of your eyes, nor decide by the hearing of your ears, but instead you will live by faith, walk by faith, hear the voice of Christ, and follow him, being an example to the believers in word and conduct, in love and spirit and faith and in purity. In Christ we pray that you and your people will not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, for there is not failed one word of all his good promise, but let you and your family be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he has promised, he is also able to perform standing fast in one spirit with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. In Christ, we implore you to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Whatever is not from faith is sin. Therefore, in Christ we beseech our God and implore our Father in heaven not to let sin have dominion over you and your house. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you. His mercy endures forever. He will not forsake the works of His hands, you and your house. God, faithful and true, will be with you continually. He will hold you by your right hand. He will guide you with His counsel and afterward receive you to glory. He will make you to know the ways of life. He will make you full of joy in His presence. He will show you and your people the path of life. In His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore. According to your faith, let it be to you. The Lord preserves the faithful. His righteousness is like the great mountains. His judgments are a great deep. He preserves man and beast. How precious is His loving kindness! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of His wing. In the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, in His name, let you and your house stand therefore, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. May the God of your hope open your eyes that you may see wondrous things from His word, and give you an ear that you can hear what the Spirit says. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Christ we pray that God will open to you a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ. Do not be afraid, only believe. For this reason we thank God without ceasing that you and your family receive the word of God. Welcome it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also works in you effectively. As ambassadors of Christ, we implore you to receive Jesus Christ, live and believe in Him and in His name, hear and receive His words, and believe the Scripture, know the truth, believing in God who sent Him. May you and your people see the Son and believe. He is the Christ, the Son of God. He is the resurrection and the life, and He is the way, the truth, and the life. May you come to Him, receiving and drinking of the water that He shall give, that you will never thirst. But the water that He shall give you will become in you a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Tasting the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, eating the bread of life, for Jesus is the bread of life. It is written, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Truly, in Christ, you shall never hunger, and you shall never thirst, and you shall have life in His name. Receive remission of sins, and do not be condemned or come into judgment, nor abide in darkness, but become sons of life, children of God, passing from death into life, having everlasting life. You shall not perish, for you shall never die. Though you may die, you shall live and see the glory of God. You shall enter the rest of God, and Jesus will raise you up at the last day. In Christ we pray that you and your household will continue in faith, having a spirit of faith, and that nothing will come and take away the word out of your hearts, but that you will trust in Christ. After hearing the word of the gospel of your salvation, in whom, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, knowing God's faithfulness through Jesus, believing in God who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. In Christ we pray that you and your family will love the Lord Jesus Christ and keep His word, and His Father will love you, and Jesus, the Son, and God, the Father, will come to you and make their home with you. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told them from the Lord. Those who believe in Christ through the word be one, as God is in Christ and Christ in God, you also will be one in them. Yes, may you receive the glory that only Jesus Christ can give you, that you may be one just as Jesus and God are one. The Father himself loves you because you have loved Jesus and have believed that he came from God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Because you believe in Jesus, the works that he did, you will do also, and greater works than these you will do. And these signs will follow you who believe. In Jesus' name, you will cast out demons. You will speak with new tongues. You will take up serpents. And if you drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt you. You will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. In Christ we pray that God will help you to believe without doubting in your heart, and whatever things you ask when you pray, you will receive them, and you will have them, and whatever things you say will come to pass, you will have whatever you say. For all things are possible for him who believes. As you have believed, so let it be done for you. Let your delight be in the fear of the Lord, and you shall not judge by the sight of your eyes, nor decide by the hearing of your ears, but with righteousness you shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. God, through you, shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of your loins, and faithfulness the belt of your waist. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. According to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which you must be saved. In his name let you and your house stand therefore, having taken up the helmet of salvation. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, for today salvation has come to your house. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, but repent and believe in the gospel, and let every one of you be baptized with water unto repentance, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. God from the beginning chose you and your house for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Therefore, let you and your family confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. For with the mouth confession is made to salvation. In Christ we pray that you and your family will take up the water of life freely and draw water from the wells of salvation with joy, your soul being joyful in the Lord. For he has clothed you with the garments of salvation and covered you with the robe of righteousness. In Christ we pray that you and your people will confess Jesus Christ before man, and he, the Son of Man, will confess you before the angels of God and send his ministering spirits forth to minister to you and your house, who will inherit salvation. In Christ we implore God the Lord, the strength of your salvation, to remember you and your house with the favor he has toward his people, and visit you and your people with his salvation, that you may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that you may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that you may glory with his inheritance, that you may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. For now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been made near by the blood of Christ. The Lord grant that you and your family will hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Trust in Jesus Christ, believe and be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of your inheritance. According to his mercy, may God save you and your family through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he pours out on you abundantly through Jesus Christ your Savior, that you and your family, having been justified by his grace, should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. In Christ we pray that the Lord, the tower of your salvation, will not rest until your salvation is a lamp that burns, and he will not blot out your name from the book of life. He will not cast you away from his presence, and will not take his Holy Spirit from you, but restore to you the joy of his salvation, and uphold you with his generous spirit. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Listen to the Lord, you who know righteousness. you people in whose heart is his law, do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their reviling. Behold, our mighty God has made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their foreheads. Like adamant stone, harder than flint, he has made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But his righteousness will be forever, and his salvation from generation to generation. In Christ we pray, that in him you and your family will trust and not be afraid. For, Yahweh, the Lord is your strength and your song. He also is your salvation. He has covered your head in the day of battle. So in Christ we pray, you will put on the helmet of salvation. He has given you the shield of his salvation. His right hand holds you up. His gentleness makes you great. Trust in his mercy. Let your heart rejoice in his salvation. For you shall call upon him, and he will answer. He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and honor you. With long life he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. Your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? In the name of Jesus Christ, the last Adam, a quickening spirit, let you and your house stand therefore, having taken up the sword of the Spirit. It is written, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Therefore, in Christ, we pray that you and all of your family will elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father and sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. God will pour out his Spirit on all flesh. So in Christ we pray that God, who knows your heart, will acknowledge you and your people by giving you the Holy Spirit, that you and your family will receive the Holy Spirit, be full of faith and filled with joy, filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit, that out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. For you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, that you might know the things that have been freely given to you by God. May it please God to establish you and your house in Christ, anoint you and your people, seal you and your family, give you the Spirit in your hearts as a deposit and a guarantee, help you to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, keep your minds on the things of the Spirit, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, sowing in the Spirit, being joined to the Lord and one Spirit with him, and through the Spirit you will reap everlasting life, be transformed into the image of the Lord from glory to glory, and purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God, that you may offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Then you will no longer be strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Your righteousness, O Lord, is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting.